This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
A bite from a tiger snake can cause the victim to collapse within 15 minutes. So Australian Bob Thatcher, he was understandably nervous when he spotted one just inches from his feet when his tiny fishing boat was 30 minutes from shore. The 80-year-old retired banker told The Guardian that he had just dropped anchor in Lake Wellington in Victoria State when he saw the snake flickering its tongue out. He told the news that he briefly considered jumping overboard, but he's not a strong swimmer. He managed to pull the anchor up after throwing a sweater over the snake. A tense ride back to the shore in a 6-foot by 4-foot boat followed. Thatcher said he used a few swear words during the ride to shore, but he's not going to repeat them. I don't like the bugger. That's all I'm going to say. He said during the ride, he called his son, who arranged for snake catcher Baden Peter to meet him at the pier. Peter said the snake had made its way under the floor, but he managed to grab it with tongs. I released it back into the heart morass next to Lake Wellington, he told the Australian Broadcast Corporation. It was really pristine conditions for the snake. Experts say the tiger snake is one of Australia's most venomous snakes, and Thatcher had a lucky escape.
Yeah.
If it would have bit him, he would have collapsed within 15 minutes.
And it was in his boat.
In the boat,
yeah. It was in his boat. Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
Which was only problematic because so was he. Quick comment says, we found the head of a blow-up doll in the backyard of our first house in Tacoma as we were planting a rhododendron. Just the head, looking up with its mouth wide open. Who was it? Leach. Coach Mike Leach. He was redoing a house, what, 2 years ago maybe?
Oh, out on the Palouse.
Yeah, so he's redoing a house, and Mike Leach being Mike Leach, just his head is where it's at. He decided to buy a few plastic skeletons and bury them under the balcony in his backyard, and his whole and he's not he never laughs about anything.
It's like it's a 2-foot area underneath a deck. Like on
yeah,
the back
so he's like,
house.
Yeah, put the skeleton that way, the next person who redoes the house, it'll freak him out. That was his whole motivation. And you know what? I'm so inspired by that. I really want to do
He's
that.
A strange man.
He is. Hello, Pete. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, mofolos.
Hola.
Wie geht es dir, you dirty Germans?
No idea what you said, but I'm sure it was awesome.
Wie geht es dir, hello. How are you?
Doing well.
Okay.
Anyway, so I work at the commercial dive school kind of near Miles's hood.
All right.
We were out there with our students out in the out by the floating bridge, and we saw a strange shape. We sent the students down to investigate, and it was an old boy that had fallen off his boat like 3 years prior.
Oh, God.
We called the Seattle Harbor Patrol, and they came out there. We recovered it for him. He was at about 172 feet. So they don't have gear enough deep. They can go deep enough for that.
How deep is Lake Washington?
It will go, I think, 325.
Damn, man, wow. That is a deep
lake. So are you taking students out when you make this discovery?
Yes.
And what percentage of them had a very difficult time after that?
None.
Okay. Really?
They all kind of they kind of thought it was cool. The guy, because it's so deep and so cold and lack of oxygen, he was pretty well preserved.
Does that make it creepier or less creepy?
It's pretty creepy.
Yeah. So basically, there's no bottom feeders down there at all, you don't think?
No, because the only thing he was missing was, like, one of his hands had just detached.
Okay.
And he kind of looked like a Tim Burton cartoon, like a styrofoam man.
All right. What about...
No, but it's freshwater, right? Yeah. So there's no, like, shellfish or crab.
But I mean, I'm just thinking, like, catfish or sturgeon. Or there's no bottom-feeding fish that... I guess not.
I would have thought that the crawdads would have got him, but no.
How big are the crawdads at the bottom of Lake Washington?
Pardon?
How big are they? I mean, are they
huge?
Okay, I was just wondering if they're the small lobster size. Right. Because say the water's so cold and so deep.
What no, they're not like the Louisiana ones. They don't get that big,
okay. And they don't laugh as much.
But that's why you can't have the Louisiana ones in the state of Washington because they'll kill those.
Invasive,
right?
Yeah.
What else have you found in some of your dives?
All right, so we'll get to that. So I worked as a ranger instructor in Florida. And I'm a special operations diver for the Army, or I was back then. And I was diving in the Yellow River, and we were purposely looking for this guy. And I'm sure his last words were, hey, I'll check this out, hold my beer.
Right.
But anyway, I had found him, and he was bound up in a bunch of cypress roots.
Ah.
I'm on scuba, and so I find the guy, and right after I found him, I got hit in the back by a 2-ton heavy thing. And it jammed me up in the hole with him. So my face was pretty much at his pubic bone. Fortunately, most of his junk was gone already.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What hit,
it was burly.
What hit you?
I threw that wetsuit away.
What hit you?
A log.
Oh, a log. Oh, that'll do it. Okay.
Yeah, and it just pinned me in there. I was just sitting there on scuba thinking, man, I hope those guys don't leave me here too long. You don't have much air in that little bitty tank when you're working that hard, so...
Are you able to communicate?
No, that's the thing. I was tied, but my hands were in front of me, so I couldn't even get to my tether to give them a line pole signal to pull me out or to come get me.
So how long are you stuck down there with this log pressed against you and your face pressed up to his penisless crotch?
About 10 minutes. 15 minutes, and then they found me.
Okay.
They came to get me. They're like, hey, man, Doc's not moving. We need to find out what's going on.
What about as far as what is in the ocean? What is scared the living hell out of you that's alive?
Miles, you actually kind of laughed at me. You read my email, and I am Aquadoc, the dangerous marine life attractant. So I've been in Qatar. My buddy kind of laughed at me through his regulator, and he pointed, and I pulled my regulator out of my mouth. And there's a blue banded sea snake wrapped around it.
Jesus.
And I think he was making sweet, sweet love with my regulator hose.
Are they poisonous?
Oh yeah. They're 12 to 15, depending on the literature you read, 12 to 15 times more poisonous than a cobra.
So what do you do when a snake is having sexy time with something you need to breathe?
I just let him have it.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me ask you this. Now, every time you go to a different spot, you know what I mean? There's always going to be something that's going to be native to the area that you might, like a blue-ringed octopus, if you were to go into Australia or whatever.
Right.
Do you get that kind of detail before you go into the water? Like, look, there's this, 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 and this. You know what I'm saying? Or do they just let you figure it out?
Yeah, absolutely. I teach the dive medical technician course at that school. And so that's part of my deal. I teach people the different waters. Like the GPO, there's a GPO on the Honey Bear over at Cove 2 on Alki. And I got so friendly with her that I could stick my hand up to her, and she'd reach out and taste me, and she'd check me out. I'd bring the students up there to check her out.
Is that an octopus?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah,
giant Pacific octopus.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is a GPO, man?
Took me a second, but I got it.
Did you watch that documentary, The Octopus Teacher, that I was talking about? People made fun of me and won a Grammy.
It didn't win a Grammy. It won an Oscar. Oscar.
Whatever the hell it is.
The octopus didn't sing.
I just watched it last week, and it's a very good movie.
It's a very good
documentary.
So this thing was comfortable enough with you to come up and just say hello?
Yes.
Do you still
That's
eat,
how cool it is.
Do you still eat octopus or like animals you encounter?
You know what? I have not eaten an octopus since I made friends with that GPO. And when I was stationed in Hawaii on the hard hat dive team out there, we used to go to Kanioe Bay all the time and get octopus.
You mean to eat, right?
I stopped eating.
Yeah,
I stopped eating about 5 years ago for the same reason. There was a story out of Oregon about that octopus that escaped out of the tank and went up a pole that went down the drainage ditch and all that. I'm like, you know what? These things are too smart.
That's why I stopped eating people. Yeah. I made friends with one. I'm like, I'm going to stop eating people.
Okay, well, what would you say is the most dangerous place to scuba or to snorkel as far as what's in the water?
Indonesia, Australia. Everything wants to kill you in Australia.
Okay.
A blue ring octopus, there's no antivenom for a blue ring octopus. It's heat stable. You can't kill it with hot water, that poison. So you're basically screwed. You got to get to an ICU, and they'll breathe and keep your heart going for the 12 to 18 hours it takes for that poison to wear off.
Okay. Jesus. That's crazy. Well, we just found out that submarine that disappeared. It was hit by basically a tidal wave underwater. Have you ever been caught in a crazy current that you're like, oh, man, I got to get out of this?
I've actually been caught. We were diving. Where was it? Out on the west side of the sound. It wasn't octopus hole, but it was something else out there. We were on that wall, and I got caught in the washing machine, they call it. It wasn't that bad for me. I only went up, down twice. But I had a friend that got caught in one up in the San Juans, and he was up, down six times. And his computer said that he should have died of an AGE.
What's the difference in the up, down? Is it 20 feet? Is it 30 feet? How far are you going up and down?
Mine was only like 35 feet. His was 80 feet. Wow. He was on a bigger wall.
I don't know that only 35 feet's the right way, but sure, it's just less than 80 feet, but yeah.
That's crazy.
I have absolutely no interest in scuba diving. Now, that said, I watch any documentary where they're underwater, or James Cameron and his big resin bubbles, but the odds of me voluntarily doing that are real slim. Like, the boat would have to be on fire.
Do you think if you went back, that octopus would still be there now?
She is not.
And how?
They only last about 2 years.
Huh. That's it.
Yeah, they're not long livers, man.
Well, then why are we not eating more of them?
Only there for 2 years. Let me eat you.
So, remember that it was 2 or 3 years ago when that kid killed one out there.
Yeah,
it was. It was code two. Everybody lost their damn minds and everything. But I mean, it's legal to take one once a day, all year round. The problem with that kid was he's a jackass and he tortured it on the beach.
Right.
And he took one from one of the best places to go see one. It's very shallow. The honey bear's at like 12, 15 feet. There's a lot of light. You can see in there, and they're always there.
And how big are they? I mean, because I always said the giant Pacific octopus. So, I mean, like, if I'm looking at this thing, my dumb ass has now gotten in the water. How big is this thing?
Two thrills.
Jesus.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Okay,
yeah.
What about a six-gilled shark? Have you ever had one of those roll up on you?
I've never seen a six-gill, but I have seen ratfish, which is strange. Like, around here is pretty much the only place they come shallow. They're generally pretty deep. But I've never seen a six-gill. But I did get hit in Kwajalein Atoll out in the Marianas. I was spearfishing. We were out there. We blew up a bunch of UXO, unexploded ordnance, that the Japanese had left there.
Okay.
When they went back to Japan in World War II, they just dumped the ships and dumped everything overboard so they could sail faster. So I'm out there, and we had a Hobby Lobby day, a day of just recreational diving, and I speared a strawberry grouper, and as soon as my gun clicked, about 500 sharks showed up.
Oh.
And I got hit in the side. It wasn't 500. That's an exaggeration. Probably 50.
Oh, that's all.
There's a lot of sharks.
One of them tried to take my fish. He came by and he bumped me, and he tried to nudge it out. He didn't bite me at all, but he hit me.
What's the force of that?
It felt like football, getting hit playing football.
Okay,
all right.
It was that strong?
Well, that shark got a contract. Oddly enough, yeah.
That's strange. Yeah.
And did you let him take your fish? Because I'd be like, just grab it, homie.
I did not.
All right.
I was stubborn.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I know there's a bull shark story. I don't want to take you guys too much time, but I was in Florida with my buddy, and we'd go out, we'd punch down to 130 feet, and then we'd navigate back in. That's part of our requalification. And we were coming back in, and the Florida coastline is a bunch of shoals, right? So there's shallow, deep, and the bathers never know it. But we came up and over one of those shoals, and we dropped in, and there's a bull shark.
Oh.
And those guys will bite just because. They're just angry. And so my buddy and I get big, and we spread out to make us look bigger than he wanted to eat, and then all of a sudden he took off. And when pretty soon we were like, oh, crap. So we got back to back, and we're heading up the beach. We're walking and just heads on swivels, and then we hear this chirping sound, and here comes a pod of dolphins swimming through us. So I'm like, man, now we're going to get raped by dolphins.
which is not unusual.
I think I'd rather be bitten by a bull shark. I mean, given the odds.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
But, so the big bull, the pod swam through, and then the big bull turned and looked at us, did his little breakdance spin move in the sand on his nose, leveled back out, looked at us again, gave us an up nod, and swam off. Like, man. Yeah, I just chased that thing off for you guys. Wow. What's up?
How about mammals in the sound? You ever run into, you know, sea lions or seals or orcas?
We've seen K-Pod once with the students. They didn't get very close. Probably 500 meters, 300 meters. We could hear them for sure. But the sea lions and the harbor seals often like to play with us. They'll come just buzz us, you know,
yeah, swim around us. Do they bark like a dog underwater, too, or is that just when they get up out of the water?
They do.
They bark underwater?
They do.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I
thought.
Like, what do you think? It sounds almost like they're talking.
We're annoying everywhere.
God damn it. There's one down there.
And they're always there.
And they bark. There's one down there at University Place where I play golf, man. He's just out there barking all night long, all day, just barking.
My friends have their boat moored over there by Golden Gardens, and, like, they're always in the little, like, what do you call that area in between the slips?
Oh, yeah. We were feeding them when we went fishing that day with Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were just, whatever we had left, sure. The chum and everything, we were just throwing them in there, man. And this one guy just kept coming up. He was waiting. He was like, I'm here.
By the way, real quick, I just have to say for the record, pigs are an intelligent animal.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
You said you don't eat octopus anymore. You saw how smart they were.
Mm-hmm. The problem
are you
was,
trying to get me off bacon, dude? No, I'm saying
we don't have octopus bacon.
If this theory works on sea, could it work on land?
If you taste like bacon, it doesn't matter, right?
I mean, I can't help it.
This is your mom. Your mom tastes like bacon. Like, grill her up, man. Sorry, mom, you got to go. If you taste like bacon, you're bacon, right? All bets. It doesn't matter if you're cute. Doesn't matter if we know
ribs,
you.
Pulled pork,
yeah.
Shoulder, butt.
You know, it's amazing because that guy's going on and on and on. And if I could listen to him all day, but I would never once want to do any of what he did.
I would try that for sure.
How deep would you be willing to go?
That would just be I would just have to experience it to try to figure out what I was comfortable with. I couldn't even speculate. I have no idea.
I think I'm going to stick with the snorkel.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad thing either. I would try it. My uncle's into it. He freaking loves it, man.
He'll
spend
sure
like a week in Bon Air or, I don't know, Cozumel or some crap.
I'm sure it's fascinating. I mean, I'm fascinated.
It, you know. Dude, I had a neighbor. He, for like 6 months, he loved it. And that's what they did every Sunday morning. And then he'd always joke around. And he'd be like, I was really hungover for that one.
Yeah, my old neighbor, man. He's like, he goes to the eastern coast of Mexico probably twice a year. But he's like, oh, man, you got to come down. You know what I'm talking about, right? So he's like, man, you got to go down there. And, like, they're jumping in blue holes and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, no, Bob, listen to me, man. I'll gladly go to Mexico with you. I'll gladly hang out on the beach and drink whatever crap they put in a coconut shell.
I'm not diving in
getting in. And he's scared of nothing.
I look at the blue hole in Belize and go, that's pretty cool. I'm not diving down in there. Right. Why is that there? What's going on? It could just suck you in or something.
Meanwhile, he's just like, let's go find out.
Okay, let's go down there. Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Brian Castle coming up. We will sit and spin a little quiz today. We'll test your classic rock knowledge with 10 classic rock songs that you should be able to recognize from the first few notes. And if you're wondering, yes, we are only going to play the first few notes and see if we can recognize these songs.
Let's see if we're telling the truth.
That's exactly right. Ryan Castle coming up after emails on our question, good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
Regarding our last caller, a couple of comments came in. One person says, I was a rebreather diving off a Redondo beach. We had a six-gill come right up to me, brush alongside me. It was 15 feet long and scared the crap out of me.
Do you know about the six-gills in Washington?
Not too much. I've only read they occasionally show up, but why is it a big deal? I don't know.
Because they were like never here. And then for years, there was a mass amount of them that would just show up. And then they all kind of just left.
Aren't they kind of similar? Not to the Greenland shark, but I mean, because Greenland shark will eat seals. I think a six-gill is not a carnivore, if I'm not mistaken. I think they eat.
I'm not diving with you. Like, oh, no, he's fine. Are you sure?
I know they're huge.
They don't eat people.
Right. I do know that. Maybe they do eat salmon.
Do you know that?
Well, you don't know that because the guy that he ate never told anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I got eaten by a six-gill shark.
I'm just saying,
no one knows that guy.
If I had a choice between running into a GPO or or a six-gill, I'll take the six-gill.
All right. Oh, I'm taking the GPO.
What about a bite from a bull shark or raped by a pod of dolphins? Because he put that situation out there.
It depends on how far the dolphin's going to pull you down. But you're definitely going to die from a bull shark. Seems like them and tiger sharks, they're not good. Bull shark was the shark that was based after Jaws, correct? That's a shark that basically swam up a freshwater river for like 2 or 3 miles in New Jersey and started eating people on their decks in the river.
But you got to think about that's painful, I might die. I feel like the weird mental aspect and anguish of knowing they got raped by a dolphin.
What counselor's going to help you
out
of that?
Trust me, I told you about that whole situation when I had petting the dolphin, and the guy's like, dude, do not go past this point.
Yeah.
And he trains the damn thing. He'll drag your ass in, man. She will take you, and you will be gone.
So the dolphin could kill you, too.
The dolphin will take you down just so we can have sex with
you. But it won't upset. The problem is people suffocate. It's not trying to kill you.
Humans. Well, I just read this today. Humans,
dolphins.
And what was the other
bonobos
thing? Bonobos. But what is a bonobo?
It looks like a chimp, but they're not aggressive.
Okay, those are the three animals on this planet that have sex for pleasure, not just reproduction.
I also got a great frozen drink there.
Bonobos.
Bonobos. Yeah,
Someone else regarding.
Oh, yeah, it looked like they'd have a good time.
It looks like a chimp lipstick.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Chimp sex doll.
So regarding the last caller, says, I can listen to this diver tell stories all day. Someone else has to keep this guy on. He has great stories. By far, one of the more interesting calls you guys have ever had. Someone else, is this Nat Geo or KISW? We'll let you do the math on that. Someone else says, it's Pete, the neighbor guy. I'll invite you guys down to the diving school one day. If you'd like to come and visit, take a tour of the school and see the equipment, etc.
What are you guys talking about? So why don't you talk about boobs and stuff?
We talked about dolphins.
Right.
Says, you should have the aqueduct call once a week, tell some of his stories. He sounds freaking awesome. And someone else, you should integrate good callers like that last dude into your podcast. I would gladly listen to an hour of you dudes bantering with him, and it would bring you closer to the community.
Yeah. Right. Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
What community? The octopus community?
Yeah.
Diving community?
Sure. GPO community.
GPO community.
I'll be saying that all week.
I know. Hello, Basil. Welcome to the men's room. Oh, no. Basil?
Basil.
Basil.
Basil. Oh, Italian.
Basil.
Basil.
Well, sorry, man. I was afraid that, is it B-A-S-I-L-L-E?
B-A-Z-A-L.
Oh, dang it. Keep it simple, Mike. Right, that would have done it right there.
I think it's cool that you get to put a Z in your first name. Not a lot of people get to do that.
No, not a lot that I know of.
Nope. Izzy, Ozzy.
But you're never going to find a license plate with your name on it. Or a keychain.
Right.
Or any of the cool things all your friends have.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
So, I always look. I don't know why.
You're never going to find it. I'm just telling you right now. No. You can go to every store. You're right. Never going to find your name on a specialty item.
Not in the U.S.
Yeah.
Nope.
So what did you find?
A license plate with my name.
Was that?
Now, go ahead.
Oh, my name. Oh, yeah. No, it was a lost and found, actually. I grew up in a really small town. It's actually, you guys, have you all been to Burning Man, or is it just Ted?
Just Ted.
Just me.
Well, the last town you go through before you get to Burning Man, that's where I grew up.
Gerlach?
Gerlach, Nevada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Gerlach, Nevada.
Wait, hang on. All right, so it's Gerlach, Nevada. But the way Ted said it tells me I want to know more. He's like, Gerlach?
Did you ever go to Burning Man?
Oh, yeah.
So how old were you the first time you went, since you grew up in that area?
The first time I went, I think I was 15. Me and my friends used to ride out there on our dirt bikes, and we'd get in for free because we were locals.
Huh. That's very cool. Yeah. I bet you saw some things.
A lot of things.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you lose?
No, I found and then lost. So it was we have our roads through the town, but right off the road, there's no sidewalk, so it's just dirt. And I was in elementary school walking home one day, and I picked up a big rock and threw it in a mud puddle, and a $20 bill floated to the top. You know, for a kid, that's a lot of money, $20.
Sure.
So brought it home, showed it to my grandpa, and that's when I lost it. He took it.
Your what? Grandfather took your $20?
Yeah. Well, he raised me. So my grandparents raised me.
So what? So what? Like, you find something, it's mine now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Did you throw more rocks in this puddle to see if there's any more 20s?
I definitely did.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
I'd have been out there all day throwing.
Granddad, what the hell, man? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, geez, who is?
Yeah.
I was
third or fourth grade, so I didn't really know any better, but still, I lost my 20 right after I found it.
Okay.
That's why you don't show people. You don't show people money that you found,
especially family members.
Mm. When he says small town, I mean, there's nothing out there.
Just nothing. How close to Burning Man is it? Like, once I get past Gorlach, how much farther?
Not that much farther. Okay. I mean, you could see it from there.
Is that where you get, like, stuff, like, if you need a little convenience store to pick up?
If you have waited till... No. If you've waited till then, you have royally screwed up. You shouldn't be going.
Okay.
Right. I'm dead serious, right? Because, I mean, right.
That's why you stopped in the Yakima Walmart, just to make sure you have your stuff.
But, like, we picked up, like, somebody through our group, we were going to give them some extra tickets.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, we met them in Gerlach. And she was hot.
Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421 Rock.
I mean, if you're going to pick up a couple, you pick up a European and his hot girlfriend.
Oh, sure, man. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Areola.
Hola.
Hey, guys. I was just a kid. Opening day of the World's Fair. President Kennedy throws the switch, and they're doing flybys and flyovers at the World's Fair. And the jets would come up around our house in Mount Lake Terrace, and they would stage there and then go back to the fair. So we were up there, and we up on the roof and watching them when they'd come around, and one broke away from the oop and then started coming towards us, and we were thrilled. Oh, wow, they're going to do a stunt for us. And about that time, we see the pilot jump out.
Oh.
And which he didn't compensate for the weight, so the nose went up a little bit and it kept going. He was gonna junk it into the lake, but it kept going. And we were up on the roof, like I said, and here it's coming right at us. And my older brothers, they started scrambling off the roof, and just before the street before our house, it hit a tree and it veered it off. And all I remember is a deafening sound in the size of the belly going right over our heads. It missed our house. It caught this part of the next house and destroyed every other house all the way down the street.
They never mentioned that when they mentioned the World's Fair in Seattle. You know, you never hear that story.
No. I've only seen it in the papers a couple times. But, this plane, when it ends up in the woods, which was our playground, essentially, at that time, after the police and fire and everyone had left, we went out and we were looking for parts and pieces because they're all over the place. And we found a front landing gear. My other brother found the engine. And we were thrilled having all these things, you know, right in our playground, essentially. So we had bags and bags of plane parts. And mothers, boy, when we're at school, the Air Force comes by, knocks on all the doors, and the mothers gave them all our parts. So we found some pretty cool things in that neighborhood. But the plane parts, that was a pretty big one, except for my neighbor, who is a Polish, old Polish fellow from World War II, Mr. Majewski. We found a couple machine guns in his place and a box of hand grenades. It's like when my dad got home when the plane crashed, they wouldn't let him down the street, and he asked the cop, he says, "What did my boys do now?"
Well, don't throw me under the bus yet, man.
So, really. I'm doing the quick math here. You got to be in your 70s, right?
65.
All right. Yep, that makes sense.
That's close. Young 70s.
Right, exactly. You're almost there.
Young 70s.
You can retire now.
Jesus, man.
That's crazy.
To watch a jet crash, and I mean, that's what you see it like in videos and stuff like that. I can't imagine what will go through my head like, is that plane about to hit us?
Right. My dad had to deal with that crap at Marshall. When he was in school there, he was on the journalism.
Oh, God.
So they sent everybody out there. News crews, firemen,
How old was he?
The whole entire town.
He's a student.
21 years old.
Okay.
They said to everybody. I mean, everybody just rushes to this one location. And there's nobody really there telling you not to be there. So everybody's trying to help everybody out. And, you know, the trees are on fire. There's debris everywhere.
So
we're talking
like bodies in trees.
It was not good. Because he was the photojournalist. So he had to take these pictures. He had to go through that. And he had to go in the dark room. And then he had to look at all the stuff again. And then he had to determine what could you release, what could you not release.
He got to make that decision?
Because
you err on the side of caution.
Right, but I think that was one of those things that just kind of put him in a state of shock for a number of years.
You know, it's weird, man. And a lot of other countries, like, if something tragic happens in this video, they just show it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're like, hey, this is what happened earlier today.
They had a video of the train, the bridge that collapsed last night in Mexico. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, because they just show it.
It's insane. You're like, Jesus.
Yeah. And they don't do the whole, this is going to be upsetting. Like, if you heard the headline, you know this is bad. We just told you.
Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hola.
Is this Andrew?
Yeah.
Cool.
So what did you find, Andrew?
I was working on a fishing boat in 1984 up in Ketchikan, Alaska. And I was in the laundromat, Highlander Laundromat on Main Street. And I found two $100 bills. And me and my buddy Mitch worked on the same boat. We had no money at the time. So we had two $100 notes in Ketchikan, Alaska. Back in 84, that was a lot of money.
I'd be happy to find it now.
Yeah. I would as well.
$200 in Ketchikan, Alaska, if I understand, both broke. And went out for a night out to town to catch a can.
Is that what you got out of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, right. I don't guarantee I'm correct.
What did you get?
I missed part of it because I was going to be like, did you spend it on booze? Like, what'd you do?
Mm-hmm. Night out to town. I got that.
Good or bad? What did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
You're right. 200 money is still a lot of money today. Imagine a town that tiny. Like
an 84?
Like, I don't know. Is there a strip club? If there's anything like that, like, you're a god for the night.
There is a strip club in Ketchikan. I would guarantee.
Well, there's the Alaskan Bush Company. Isn't that a chain?
Yeah, there you go.
Don't they have four or five locations? Or is it just the one?
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, this is quite a few years ago, back when I still did drugs, but I drove from the Tri-Cities up to Seattle to go see my psychedelics guy because he had got some Deemsters, and I picked up a gram of DMT from him. drove back to the Tri-Cities, stopped at Winco to get some stuff for dinner or something. I don't remember what we got, but got back in the car, and it was not in my pocket anymore.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. A full gram. Like, that would have been head stash for me and my wife for quite a while.
How much money did you spend on this?
If I remember, I want to say I paid like $160 for it.
What do you think? You just dropped it out of your pocket in the Winco?
Yep, that had to have been what happened.
I hope someone didn't try that, not knowing what it was and not understanding the amount that you need.
Right? That would have been a bad day for somebody.
What's
right?
It look like?
It's like a reddish orangish powder, kind of grainy.
Look, Mom, I found paprika.
Right.
You didn't go back to the store to look for it?
Oh, I did.
Home everywhere.
Yeah.
Somebody just picked up a bag of drugs. Good for you.
If I lose my drugs, I'm looking for my drugs.
Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
I guess I'm just wondering, like, I don't know. It's like other drugs, like, I mean, hell, if you see sugar on the ground, you're like, that looks like cocaine.
Cocaine, okay, sure.
But, like,
they should have a reddish brown kid at Rite Aid. You know what I mean? Like, you can just dip some into, like, what is this?
Because I found it on the street. Do I want to do it or no?
What's this cut with?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you're right. Like, if somebody picked that up and didn't know what they were.
I found a fat bag of white powder in front of a 7-Eleven at midnight one night. And it was like, it was tied off fat bag. You know what I mean? Like, had a big knot in a corner bag.
This is a 7-Eleven by your house?
Yes.
Cocaine.
So I looked at it, man, and I was like, wow, that is a big bag of something. So I was the only person there. So I walked back in and gave it to the guy. I'm like, dude, there's this big fat bag out there. I would love to take it. I just don't know what the hell it is. You know what I mean? All I need to do is go home and lose my mind or die tonight. I'm just going to come here for my six pack and bless you.
You couldn't just do the pinky test?
No, because I didn't know what the hell it was.
Like, I mean, unless it's like anthrax. I mean, it's like, fine, a little pinky test ain't going to kill you.
How long ago was this?
8 years, maybe 7 years. I don't know. I just remember looking at it going like, ha-ha, nah.
The problem is, it's 7-Eleven, so it could be one of two million things. But based on where you are and knowing the general clientele, I would think it's a little more upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I found it in the parking lot at Daniel's, you know what I mean? I'd be like,
Coke.
We could take this cocaine home with it.
7-Eleven, you're like, that could be one of 40. It might be a bag of dandruff.
What time of
people that go there, crazy.
Like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I mean, given the amount of college kids that hang out there, it's probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. That's a thrill over and be like, hey, want to try?
I got my pinky.
He starts shaking on the ground. I'm like, I killed him. Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Don. Welcome back to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, man, I got to say, that diver dude, man, I could have listened to him for a long time.
What is this, PBS? You know what was amazing about him was I could listen to every word he said. I was riveted, but every word he said is precisely why I never want to do what he does.
I would give it
absolutely
a try. Yeah.
Now, you know, the other thing I do have to say, I live out on the Key Peninsula. It's outside, you know, it's between Bremerton and Tacoma. And, you know, out here back in 54, two F-86 Sabre jets collided. You know, exploded and blew parts all over the place. You know, I mean, my buddy has still got part of the landing gear over by his flag post around the corner. Pretty badass, but the original story was a friend of mine worked for the water reclamation. I worked at the dump, and, you know, they have these, I don't know, aeration tanks where they put the poop in it. And they keep on churning air through it and all that stuff until it finally turns into sludge. But he ended up being on the crew that had to go in and shovel that place out. And he found a diamond ring. It was at least a good 3/4 carat. Sucker took it, had it cleaned up, and gave it to his old lady.
Nice.
And we were having dinner, and it was just like grossing me out looking at her finger with this rock.
But you knew where it came from. Hey, Don, didn't somebody steal a plane a few years back, like 2 or 3 years back, in from SeaTac and crash it into one of those islands down there?
Yeah, Man Island out here. It's where the prison used to be right off of the Key Peninsula.
And the pilot dumped the plane, didn't he, with himself inside?
Yeah. I mean, he was doing stuff with that plane that they didn't think it could do.
Oh, yeah, I remember
he
that
didn't,
guy.
He didn't make it, did he?
No, no.
Okay.
I don't think he wanted to.
No, he didn't. Right. I just remember that, just being kind of a crazy situation.
Was he the guy who, like, basically talking to flight control? He was real calm. They're trying to help him out. And he was like, oh, no, don't worry about it. They're like, you're running out of fuel, whatever it was. And he's like, right, don't worry about it. And then flight control basically saying, like, hey, man, you know, if you don't do these things, you're going to put yourself in danger. He's like, yeah, I know.
Oh, he dumped it on the right island. There's nobody there, really. Good or bad, what did you find or lose? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
What's happening, fellas?
How are you, Tony?
So, I'm pretty good, man. I'm just getting off work here in a few minutes. A co-worker of mine and I pulled into a gas station one morning, and I jumped out of the truck, and I looked down on the ground. There was an envelope sitting there. I go, what the heck's that? So, I picked it up, put it in my pocket. After I got out of the store getting my food, I got in the van, opened it up, and it was a $500 money order, not even filled out to anybody or signed.
So that became your money order, I'm guessing?
Yes, it did.
What did you do with that $500, Tony?
Well, I spent it a little bit here, a little bit there. You know, it goes fast. $500 ain't that much anymore.
No, it's not, but at least it's something that you didn't expect.
And it's easier to spend when you found it.
Right?
It's like $500
free.
Mm-hmm. You don't care what you spend it on. Yeah, money orders, man. I mean, don't fill out the amount or whatever the case is going to be and then not sign for what it's supposed to be for.
But, I mean, that's kind of how casinos make their money. Because a lot of people feel like they just got free money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Ryan Castle coming up. We will send spin 10 classic rock songs that you can recognize from the first few notes. You are listening to The Men's Room.